have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are, whenever you decided to hit that play button. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Wow, where are you? Indeed, that is a good question that I put out there in my introduction there. Where are you? You know, this is episode, I believe, number 76 for me. And I really started asking the questions from episode number one and a lot of the videos that I've put out there on social media, asking people, asking you, what do you want? Where are you now? Where were you 6 months ago, 7 months ago, last year? Are you pretty much in the same place? Do you feel stuck? Are you making progress? Are your results changing just a little bit incrementally, or are they changing dramatically? You know, there's a way that we can change our results dramatically and not have to settle for incremental growth. It's a process. It's cooperation with the way that our mind works, with the way that our vibration works, with the energy that we are, how all that works in concert with the energy that we're immersed in. That's what this show is all about. That's what the Genesis Frequency is all about. Deeper than that, I'd like to take the Genesis Frequency and add rhythm to it, add rhythm to what we want to get us into that theta state, so that what we're affirming for our lives in the present tense is driven deep into the subconscious to push out those paradigms. That's another talk for another show. But really, why am I always so focused on goals and what we want and what we want to accomplish? Because so many people do feel stuck. So many people are not living the life they want to live. And so many people don't feel that it's possible for them, for themselves, to live the life they would want to live. But yet, for some strange reason, they think it's possible for other people, but not them. See, it's the paradigm that's that subconscious programming that's telling you, not you, that you're not good enough, that you can't have it, that you're not smart enough, that you don't have enough money, that you can't do this, you can't do that. And then we listen to that voice and we make excuses. But that's not truth. That's not truth with a capital T. You have within you infinite potential to be, do, and have anything you want to be, do, and have. If you have the desire to be something, you have the potential to achieve that. Guess what? You could not even have the desire for something. You wouldn't even be able to have desire it, to want it, if it wasn't possible for you to attain it. If it wasn't possible for you to move that into your field of experience, whatever that want is, you couldn't even have the desire unless it was possible for you to attain it. Think about that one for a little bit. And why do we want to do this? Why do we want to go after that? Well, because it's growth. We want something that's going to stretch us. That's why I always say we want big dream goals. You know, a type A goal is something we already know how to do. A type B goal is something we think you can do. Type C goal, we have no idea how we can get there. That's the one that's going to stretch you. That's the one that's going to cause you to reach inside for more of you, the authentic you, to pull that out, to come alive. Let me quote a few things from Riches Within Your Reach, my other Bible, by Robert Collier, The Law of Higher Potential. One of the reasons I always talk about goals and in our big dreams is that because this was never meant for the lazy man's world, is what Robert says. The whole purpose of existence, he says, is growth. And all nature is continually growing. Whenever anything stops growing, it starts to die. Just think about that a little bit. Is that what you want? Just to die a little bit every day? But if you would look around you, that's what people are doing. They're merely existing because they don't believe in the power and the potential that is within them. They've given up on it. Don't let that be you. What's sad is I see so many people, they retire, a lot of young retirees too, 50s, late 40s, 50s, mid 50s, 60s, early 60s, mid 60s, still young. With our advances in medical care, we're living longer and longer and longer and longer. But yet they retire at that age and they think, well, they're all done. I'm just going to take it easy. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to go to the beach or take some pictures, you know, hang out with family and friends. And that's great. You know, there is nothing wrong with that. I am not knocking that. But if you're still breathing, there's still a purpose for you to express. If you're not going after something big, no matter what your age is, you're actually dying a little bit every day. So that big dream has to be alive in your life, no matter where you are on this path of life. Don't ever abandon it. Remember, the rewards are in the journey, not simply in the attainment of the dream. We have to keep growing. We have to keep creating. That's what we're all about. That was what keeps us in alignment with our source. Point two here that I want to make from Robert Collier's book here. When we start a project, we need to start a project that is impossible for us to attain by ourselves alone. We want to call forth the power of that seed of life in us, and I'm paraphrasing here. And that seed of life within us, that spirit of life within us, draws the impossible to us and makes it possible. It draws to us every element we need for complete growth and fruition of our big dream goal. See, that's why I always say we want to go after that dream that we have absolutely no idea how it could come true for us. I want that, but I don't know how to do it. That's what we want to go after. And then the commitment to it, the movement in the direction of it. This is talking about providence moving too, and that's that seed of life in us. That whole purpose of that seed of life, or that divine life, that whole purpose of that seed is growth. What is the purpose of the seed? To attract to it what needs to nourish it so that it will grow into fruition. Remember what I just said, when anything stops growing, it starts to die. We have all these seeds of all these brilliant ideas, these brilliant dreams, these burning desires. Yet so many of us are letting them wither. That's not what you want to do. And I wanted you to think about one more thing as I wrap this up today. Robert says in this book, astonishing as it may sound to many people, you are now living in a world of your own making. But you don't have to keep on living there if you don't like it. You can build a new world in exactly the same way you built that one. Only it would be well to build it on a different model. You see, what Robert's saying here is, whatever thoughts that you have been thinking have created the world that you're living in now. Take personal responsibility for it, because yes, indeed, you created it. Whatever your situation is, whatever your condition is, you created it by the thoughts that you hold dominant in your mind and attach feelings and emotion to, positive or negative. You keep getting the same thing over and over and over again. You're focusing on the results that you don't want. You're having thoughts about those results, how much you don't like them. So you're attaching feelings to those things and taking actions that are in alignment with that, building on the paradigm. Your vibration stays in that negative frequency of what you don't want, and you keep getting more of the same. You have created the life that you're living right now, whether you like it or not. Maybe it's time to create a new life, a new world, new conditions, new circumstances, new situations. Maybe it's time to take matters into your own mind. And by deliberate thought, intentional thought, intend something different for your life. Or you can keep getting more of the same, or you can do nothing and die a little bit every day. See, it all comes down to choice. You have to decide, what is the life you would love to live? Or do you simply want to exist? Hey, that's my message for today. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and I am profoundly grateful that you hit that play button. We'll see you on the next episode. Wishing you an infinitely spectacular day.